I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus.
Hallelujah, people of God. I welcome you once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus, as we go through this month of July, getting closer each day to our Father. Today we are looking at a very interesting attribute of God, that is the sovereignty of God. One of the things that we ought to understand as children of God is that aside everything that we have heard about God and we know about God, the sovereignty of God overrules it all. And this is what I mean. Bible says that the afflictions of the righteous are many, but the Lord delivers him from all. And the same Bible makes us understand that if anybody is afflicted, let him pray. It means that when you are afflicted and you pray, your afflictions, though may be many, God will deliver you from it all. However, there are a lot of us that have prayed in the midst of our afflictions and nothing happened. There are a lot of us that have prayed over sicknesses, over diseases. We have prayed about certain situations and nothing happens. If indeed you have prayed, believing God, you have done all there is to do, and still there is no answer, the only thing you can attribute it to is the sovereignty of God. What then is the sovereignty of God? The sovereignty of God is in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 7. When the disciples went to Jesus and said that, Jesus, is this the time that God is restoring the kingdom back to Israel? These are people who understood by tradition that there is a time coming that God is going to restore his people Israel. And so they asked Jesus, knowing that God had sent him into this world to come and deliver his people. And they asked, is this the time? Is this the period? Should we expect the deliverance of God? Then Jesus said to them, you need not worry about this and how God or when God is going to do it, because there are some things that are only in the power and authority of God. And that answers the question of the sovereignty of God. They've been with Jesus. They've asked him how to pray, and he taught them. They asked him about tithing, he taught them. They asked him about tax collectors, he taught them. And yet when they came to a crucial question on when the kingdom will be restored to Israel, Jesus said to them, this one is only in the authority of the Father. The sovereignty of God is what will make God do something without consulting anybody, and yet cannot be questioned if it doesn't go the way we want. He is God all by himself, and he does all that he wants to do. The sovereignty of God is very crucial in the lives of his people because it gives us an assurance. It gives us a hope to keep fighting and to keep pursuing the God that we know, knowing very well that there are some things that it would take just the grace of God and his sovereignty to let it happen. So that after you have prayed about that situation and nothing has happened, you will not give up in your faith. So that after you have inquired of God, after you have pursued God for many years and something in particular, it is not happening in your life, you will understand that this one is an issue of the sovereignty of God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, this is a place that all the scriptures there speak of faith, right from verse 1 to the last verse, verse 40, it talks about faith. Verse 39 says that all these people we have mentioned received God's approval because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised. All these people, they received God's approval because of their faith. And yet none of them received all that God has promised. In Romans chapter 4, the Bible makes us understand that Abraham believed in God. He had faith in God, and it was accounted unto him as righteousness. His belief in God did not make him receive a child at an early stage, though he had the covenant and the promise of God. His belief in God did not speed up the process of God giving him a child, and that is the sovereignty of God. However, his belief in God was accounted to him as righteousness.
So Hebrews 11:39 says that all these people, the Abrahams, the Gideons, the Sarahs, the Hannahs, all of them had faith in God. And yet by their faith, they only received approval from God. And they did not receive all that God had promised them. Hannah had faith in God. And yet she was childless. She kept going to Shiloh year after year. The same man that she was married to another woman. And that woman had children. And yet this woman who was prayerful, this woman who was offering sacrifices, still didn't have a child. You may be doing the most in the house of God. And yet there is one thing you might be asking of God, and you have not received an answer to it. It does not mean your faith is weak. It does not mean you do not have faith. It is an issue of the sovereignty of God. And his sovereignty is crucial to him as his integrity. Do not give up, child of God. The fact that you prayed and nothing happened does not mean that God does not love you. The Apostle Paul, he said, "For three times I have prayed concerning this issue of this infirmity in my life. I have prayed concerning this thorn in my flesh. And for three times God said to me, my grace is all you need." So he prayed the first time. God said, "My grace is sufficient." And yet the disease was there. The infirmity was there. He prayed the second time. God said, "My grace is sufficient." In the sufficiency of the grace of God, the man's infirmity was still there. He prayed a third time. And in the infirmity, God's grace was still sufficient. It never changed who God was. But what we can say for a fact is that in it all, God's sovereignty was still reigning. He chose to, and he did it, and nobody could question him. So all these people, according to Hebrews 11, verse 39, they received approval for their faith in God, and yet none of them received all that God has promised them. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, we understand that faith is an assurance of things we hope for and a conviction of things we have not seen. So by our faith in God, we have an assurance that when we pray, God hears us. And that assurance that God hears prayers builds a conviction in our spirit that makes us believe that when we pray, he will not just hear, but he will do. So you have faith built up inside of you that is giving you certain assurances about God, certain convictions about God, and makes you take a particular step towards a particular situation. You have an assurance that he answers prayer. You have an assurance that he is a God of all flesh. You have an assurance that there is nothing God cannot do. And that faith in you has built a conviction of things that you have not seen. So when the situation arises, you have not seen God do it. But the faith in him is able to bring you to a place where you receive. However, when all these things happen, Bible says that even by faith, the people of old, they gained approval of God. They obtained a good report. Without faith, no man can please God. That is what the Bible says. Without faith, no man can please God. For those who come to him must know that he is, and he's a rewarder. So we believe God is a rewarder. We believe he is able to do the things which we have asked him to do. We believe that God has heard our prayer. We believe everything, and that is why we come to him all the time. So by faith, we have an assurance that he is a prayer hearing God. And we have a conviction that he is a prayer answering God. By faith, we know that there is nothing impossible for him. And there's a conviction that when we come to him with our issues, he is able to do. But I've heard a lot of believers say that when I was sick, when this thing was happening to me, I went to God. When I went through this season, this time of my life, I kept praying and still the worst happened. I prayed for my mother who was sick and still she didn't get healed and nothing happened and she died in the situation. Bible says that all these people, they had faith. Abraham, the father of faith, received a promise that he was going to obtain a son. At a point, Abraham was so confused that he went to God and said, "You have given me everything and yet I do not have a child. Will Eliezer, my servant, be the one to take over after me and inherit the things which you have given me?" Then God comes again and tells him that no, you will have a child of your own. So Bible says in the book of Romans, that he didn't consider his body as dead and the womb of Sarah as dead. And they believed God and obtained. However, between the time that God promised him and the time that he obtained, was something that nobody could have waited that long for a child. In fact, a lot of us would have given up for 25 years. This was beyond the patient level of any human on earth. So he believed God, and God says that because of your belief, I have credited it to you as righteousness. And yet the answer was not coming. He was still childless. He was still barren. We believe God. That is a good thing. And yet the things we believe him for, they are not coming to pass. We have an assurance that when we do this and that, this will work out for us. And yet these things that we believe him for are not happening. It is not because of a sin you have committed. Let not the devil deceive you that this is not happening because of something you did in the past. Because his blood is able to forgive us of sins in the past, sins in the present, and even the ones yet to be committed. His blood is able to forgive us of all sins. So the fact that you prayed, the fact that you believed God for something and it didn't happen, does not mean that you have done something wrong. The fact that you prayed and nothing happened does not mean that your faith in God is weak. Keep believing. Keep hoping. I believe one thing, that in his sovereignty, he is still a faithful God. And he will do it, but according to his dealings, his times, and his season. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 verse 7, that these are certain times. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 verse 7, that these things that you are asking for lies within the times and seasons only the Father has authority over. That answer to your prayer lies within the time and season that only God can answer. That thing you are requesting from God lies within the time and season that only God can approve of and make it happen. Do not give up on yourself. Do not give up on God because of what has happened and because of what is going on. He is a faithful God and will forever remain faithful to his promises. How do you know then that what you are going through is the sovereignty of God at work? We must understand this one thing. Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy, lest he take advantage over us. So the devil we are dealing with would want to take advantage over every situation. Now that you have heard of the sovereignty of God, he might take advantage over you, make you a lazy Christian, and you will still be attributing things to the sovereignty of God. It doesn't work that way. How do we know that this is within the sovereignty of God? Remember, the disciples first asked God. They asked Jesus, when is this the time that God is going to restore? It was then that Jesus told them that this is in the sovereignty of God. One of the things that we can help us to know which situation is in the sovereignty of God and which one is not, is only when we spend time alone with Jesus. Moses spent time alone on Mount Sinai with God. And as he was there, he said, God, I want to see your face. Then God comes in and tells him, I will make my goodness pass before you. I myself will wrap you in my arm and I will put you in the cliff of the rocks and I will pass by. But my face, you cannot see. Don't just sit down and assume that God doesn't want you to see his face or God has denied you of an encounter. Because Moses was alone with God and he spent time alone in prayer with God, God was able to make his plans known to him. That the reason why I will not do it is because of this and that. I can let you see my glory. I can let you see the fire when I'm passing by. But my face, I cannot let you see. So by then Moses understood that if he does not see the face of God, then that is the will of God. The same God. He said, Abraham is my friend. Shall I hide anything on his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? He says, shall I hide anything from Abraham, my friend? Then God had to go back and tell him, Abraham, this is what I've intended to do, to destroy the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, to go there and see for myself what is happening. He only disclosed it to Abraham on the basis that Abraham was his friend. Until we have a relationship with God, we may not be able to tell and we will not be able to understand what in our lives is the sovereignty of God. And we will attribute everything either by accusing God falsely of things that he has not done or giving credit to the devil of things that he has not done. shall I hide anything from my friends? Are you a friend of God? Are you a child of God? To be able to tell the difference of what you are going through, whether it's the sovereignty of God at work or not. Child of God, I want to encourage you. Spend time alone with God. Spend time alone with Jesus in prayer. Spend time alone with the Holy Spirit in fellowship. Spend time alone in fasting and prayer. Spend time alone. Isolate yourself. Go into your secret place. Pray to God concerning every crucial issue. And after you have prayed, after you have believed, after you spend time with God, if it's the sovereignty of God, He will make it known to you. Remember all the people that the Bible talks of, the Enochs that walked with God and were translated, the Cyrus, the Hannes, all of them had a promise, just like we have the promises of God. And they didn't shake in faith for this one reason, that they knew that God is sovereign. It was because of their relationship with God. I want you to build a relationship with God. I want you to have fellowship with God, so that whatever happens in your life, you will not give credit to the devil and you will not blame God. Do not be bitter about an unanswered prayer in your life. Do not be bitter about anything that is happening in your life. One thing I want you to understand is this, that God is sovereign. And when we spend time with Him, He makes His plans known to us. However, if there is anything you have prayed, you have believed, and it has still not come to pass, remember that in the sovereignty of God, He decides when to do and what to do in the lives of His people. You matter to God, and that is why He sent His only begotten Son to die for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 says that if He didn't spare His only Son, but gave Him up for you, He will give you all things freely with Him. So God will give you all things, and He gave Jesus as an example that anything you ask Him, He is able to give unto you. So if your miracle is delayed, if your blessing is delayed, if your visitation is delayed, if your healing is delayed, do not be bitter about God. He is sovereign, and the sovereignty of God is part of His plan for your life. You will end well. Spend time alone with Jesus. God bless you. You are all that matters.